Dodgers and Yankees, and it is great to talk to Rick Monday about that because he was right in the thick of the rivalry with the Dodgers and Yankees in the 70s and 80s. And Rick, I'm sure seeing these Yankees again, it brings back good memories and obviously some mixed emotions.
For me, this is fun. This is truly fun. You've got two premier franchises in baseball history. You've got two teams that are writing the record books this year and what they're doing. And, yeah, there's a lot of memories that go into this when you're talking about the Dodgers and the Yankees. For us and for those teams in 77 and 78, again in 1981, three World Series against the New York Yankees. We finally righted the ship in 81, and we happened to win it in their backyard, that being at Yankee Stadium, which added a whole lot as far as what we're concerned. I will not be surprised, David Vasse, to see a lot of former teammates out here tonight either, because, I mean, truly, you look at the history of these two organizations. They have been at the upper echelon of Major League Baseball. And this is fun. This is fun because you've got the competitive juices going. You've got two premier teams, storied franchises, and they're both playing exceptionally well. So, yeah, I couldn't wait to get the ballpark tonight.
Winning a World Series championship speaks for itself, but would it have meant the same if you did not beat the Yankees in 1981?
Probably not, but here's the other part, too, that we don't talk about. As we're doing this interview, Manuel Mota is sitting about 3 feet to my left. I know that he has some thoughts about the Dodgers and the Yankees and how we got there, but I also think back to, and as we're doing this interview, by the way, up on the television, they're replaying some of the 81 championship series against the Montreal Expos. The reason I bring it up is because when we took the field that Monday afternoon, Sunday's game was rained out in Montreal. The winner of that game is going to go to New York because the Yankees had already clinched the American League. The World Series was beginning the next night. So the Expos had a plane at the airport. The Dodgers had their plane at the airport. One of them was going to leave. We took the field knowing that the Yankees had already won the American League title. We also took the field knowing that, B, we had lost in 77 and 78 to the Yankees. If we had a chance to get a better feeling inside, it sticks with you, David. It really sticks with you. And there's pain. Yes, there's the wonderful euphoria of being in a World Series, but there is some pain. We felt that we should have won one of those World Series. Didn't. There were some calls. Okay, that's over and done with. But when we took the field, we knew the Yankees were waiting, either for the Dodgers or the Expos. For us, I felt then, I still feel, that was extra incentive for us to win.
Yeah, and some guy hit a home run in Montreal in Game 5, and they nicknamed it Blue Monday.
Well, only because Fernando knocked in the first run. I was at third base and was an infield out, and I scored that and tied the game at that particular moment. What's really kind of weird is we played in the ninth inning. I thought Ron Say led off the inning with what I thought was going to be a home run. Tim Raines caught the ball in front of the warning track in Montreal because it was cold. That's before the roof was actually applied. So then we go into New York, and a lot of things can happen right there, including going to New York. I remember we went for a workout at Yankee Stadium. We pulled up in the bus. There were a lot of police officers around. I believe it was the day we were working out. It may have been the first game of one of the series. But anyway, as we pulled up, we could not get off the bus right away because a lot of people around it. They began to push the bus from one side to the other, and it was like rocking and tilting back and forth and back and forth. And the security force that was standing there, they were really enjoying it. They didn't do a whole lot about it. So, yeah, when it's Dodgers and Yankees, I've always said this, David. I think you can have a tiddlywinks tournament with either L.A. and New York and the Dodgers and the Yankees, and I think you get a sellout crowd for that.
For everybody in Los Angeles, a guy by the name of Rick Monday stepping in the phone booth and coming out like Superman in Montreal in 1981.
I don't know about Superman. I had to hit it, quite frankly, because I was freezing my hind end off.
Well, the rest is history, Rick. We'll send it back to Tim, and tomorrow we'll talk about these Dodgers and Yankees a little bit more.